Greetings in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I would like to take this time and appreciate the evangelist who gave me this opportunity to share the word of the Lord with you today. So today we'll be looking at what empowers focus, because there is always what to do to remain focused. Jesus said in the book of John chapter number 9 verse 4, I wake while it is still day, because the night cometh where I will not be able to wake, because there is always what to do to remain focused. At the age of 12, he said, can't you see that I am in my father's business? He was doing something at the early age, because there is always what to do. And Solomon said in the book of Ecclesiastes chapter number 9 verse 10, whatever that your hand findeth to do, do it with all thy might. Whatever that you will find yourself doing, do it with all energy, do it with all enthusiasm. Do not be lazy. It may be a career, maybe you are doing something in the church, sports, whatever that you will find yourself doing. He said, do it with all thy might, because there is always what to do. I want us to know this. The first thing that you need to do that will make you to remain focused is diligence. Is diligence. Diligence simply means hard work. Be a hard worker. Because Solomon said in the book of Proverbs chapter 22, 23, do you know a hard working man? He shall be successful and stand before kings. He said, do you know a hard working man? He shall be successful. You will never lack because of hard work. Hard work will empower your focus, because you'll be always busy, always engaging. Not people who spend time listening to stupid things, things that are not empowering them. He said, don't you know that a hardworking man, he will be successful, and that hard work will usher him to a realm of kings, to a people of value, people who are on top because of hard work. Lazy people does not have a future. He said something in the book of Proverbs chapter 20 verse 4. The sluggard will not plow by a reason of cold. Therefore shall he beg in harvest and have nothing. The meaning of this is a lazy person always gives excuses, reasons of not doing something. They will tell you, I am not doing this because of this. I am not doing this because of that. They are always giving reasons. They always have something to say. Maybe they think that their reasons will rescue them. I don't know. But he said that those people, they will end up begging in time of harvest and have nothing. Which simply means beggars are lazy people. Lazy people are beggars. They are always asking, can you give me this? Because they are lazy. The scripture says that they have nothing, because they didn't sow. The scripture says you only reap what you sow. So he said those people in time of harvest, they will beg. Like I said, lazy people always have excuses because they are not doing something. And lazy people are beggars and they have nothing to show. He said something about laziness in the book of Proverbs chapter 24, verse 32 to 33. Then as I looked, I learned this lesson. A little extra sleep, a little more slumber, a little folding of hands to rest means that poverty will break upon you suddenly, like a robber, violently, like a bandit. Which means lazy people are poor people. Wherever you see poverty, just know that laziness is there. Because it says a little slumber, little folding of hand, poverty shall strike like a thief, like a robber. Do not spend time sleeping. Do not spend much time sleeping. I'm telling you this. There are people who sleep at night and they also sleep during the day. They will sleep maybe 10 hours at night, 5 hours during the day. Ah, the scripture says that once you do that, poverty will just come to you like a robber, and it will bring, or poverty will come to your life, which means laziness brings poverty. Control your sleep. Peter was a sleeper. Jesus found him asleep in the book of Matthew chapter 26 verse 40. It was a time of prayer, but Peter was sleeping in a time of prayer. He was supposed to be killed the following day in the book of Acts. Still, he slept. We thank God because the church prayed for him and God delivered him from the death. Which means more or laziness, or the more you sleep, not only poverty will come, but there are a lot of things that will come to your life because you are sleeping too much. So I'm here to tell you that control your sleep. Number two, what empowers focus is love. Love for God. Love Him. Because Paul said, nothing will separate you from the love of the Father. Love empowers people to remain focused. That is why people that are successful in relationships maritally, they are people who love one another. They are focused to one person. That is why their love is unbreakable. Because of what? Of the love. And our example again is Peter. Jesus went to him after he denied 3 times. He said, Peter, do you love me more than this? It was love that empowered or restored Peter to his position as an apostle. Do you love me more than this? Love comes by the Holy Spirit. The scripture says that the Holy Spirit has shed the love in our hearts. So I pray that may the Holy Spirit pour, increase that love for God in Jesus' name. Number three is partnership. Partnership will help you to remain focused. You need people in your life. The scripture says that two are better than one, Solomon said. He said, two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fail, the one will lift up his fellow. But woe to him that is alone when he falleth, for he has not another to help him up. Which means partnership helps you to stand firm always. You need that person who will rebuke you when you're doing something which is wrong. You need that fellow who will help you. When your strength is fading, you need that person that will always encourage you to remain focused. Jesus needed people in his ministry. That you will find that in Luke chapter number 6 verse 12. He chose 12 apostles that will be working with him in his ministry. God said to the Lord, let us create man according to our image. We come from the idea of partnership. The Lord said to the Lord, he was not alone when he was creating us. So that is why I'm telling you that partnership will help you to remain focused. Paul was not alone in his ministry. He started with Barnabas in Acts chapter numbers 13 verse 2. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Spirit said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work thereunto I have called them. The Holy Spirit encourages partnership. He said, I do not need Paul alone, but I need him with Barnabas. I need them together for the work I have planned for them, I have called them for. Paul worked with Timothy. You will find that in the book of Acts chapter number 16. Paul was a dangerous apostle. He was very much dangerous, very focused. Like I said on the previous episode, he was very much focused, but he was not alone. He was with Barnabas and he was with Timothy. Paul again was with Silas in Acts chapter number 12, verse 25. That is why I am telling you and I am encouraging you today, you need a partner that will help you to remain focused. For God said, it is not good for a man to be alone. You need a helper. A very profound story about Job. Calamity came to him, but restoration came by partnership. In the book of Job, chapter number 42, verse 10, Job restoration came back by praying for his friend. You'll find that in Job chapter number 42, verse 10. And the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. Also, the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had. Why? Because he prayed for his friends. Woe to him who is alone, because when he falls, there is no one who will lift him up. You need a partner. You need a friend. You need a prayer partner. That person will help you and encourage you to remain relevant, to remain focused in the Lord. Finally, prayer. Prayer will make you to remain focused. Something happened to Moses. We know the encounter of a burning bush, a lot of miracles that was happening there. But something happened in the book of Exodus chapter number 34 verse 2. And God said to Moses, be ready in the morning and come up in the morning unto Mount Sinai and present thyself there to me in the top of the mountain. God is calling Moses. He said, come to me. Those encounters that you had are not enough. I want you tomorrow. Be ready in the morning. Wow! You can plan for prayer. God is telling Timothy, he said, tomorrow morning, I want you to be ready. I do not need reasons like lazy people do. I want you to be ready. And something happened. Oh, David said something in the book of Psalms 55, 17. Evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. Like I said, there is always what to do daily. He told Joshua, this book of the law shall ye meditate upon it day and night, daily. Prayer is a daily thing. Give us our day. Give us our daily bread. Prayer, it's a daily thing. It must be a habit. Why? It will empower you to remain relevant in that calling. And finally, Daniel was in a higher position, but still He remained focused because of prayer. In Daniel chapter number 6, verse number 10, it says he knelt down upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed, gave thanks before his God as he did for time, often. So you need prayer. And because prayer will help you to remain focused. My prayer for you today is, may God pour the spirit of prayer upon you. May God strengthen you and quicken you so that you will call upon his name. God bless you. Peace.